My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks, Eddie. Spring has really blossomed and there is a lot of activity out there.
Absolutely. And Sam Gayman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, excellent, thanks. As Torsten said, spring has sprung and with it, new listings. We've got some great stock coming up, so very exciting.
Well, as I can tell, because you're not in the studio this week.
We've got plenty to do, and there's just, as we've said, there are a lot of launches this weekend and a lot of activity with buyers coming to our different properties that we've launched.
Absolutely. Now, let's have a market snapshot to kick things off.
Eddie, I think the pleasing thing for our listeners is that despite the number of, or the increased number of properties that have come onto the market, the clearance rate has stayed very consistent over the last few weeks in the high 70s. So from that point of view, it's a really good sign that the market is going to continue to give strong results right up until the end of the year. What 2017 holds for us is the question mark, but certainly we're very confident that the market is going to stay in a holding pattern, Sam, for the next few months. And based on that, what you are finding is there's a lot more auctions coming online over the next 8 to 12 weeks.
Well, Sam, now has been traditionally the time to sell, hasn't it?
It has, and we found all year. I think, look, it was a long winter for a lot of people, I think. And, you know, we found that a number of our clients, with the election in the middle of the year, with school holidays and quite a few interruptions, they decided that they'd wait for the better weather and those positive smiles that come on those warmer spring days.
And hopefully reap the benefits.
Yes, that's right. And so, as Torsten said, we've got, you know, more properties that we're envisaging will come onto the market, but we are expecting a very steady, consistent marketplace. But as we are seeing a few more properties come on, you know, it's all about the little things that Torsten was saying before, to make sure that your property shines and that you stand out. You know, what's a slightly more crowded marketplace, but we're still generally undersupplied, Torsten.
Okay, Torsten, then what are the little things that we can do to make ourselves stand out?
Well, I guess when we talk from a marketing point of view, it's and listeners would have heard some of the aspects of the improvements we talked about, the physical property improvements that we talked about last week. But from a marketing point of view, as I say, you want to give yourself every opportunity to get the maximum number of buyers to compete against one another for your property to actually achieve the highest and best result. So certainly the quality of the photography, if the home justifies it, we think twilight photos are an absolute must. They just jump out at the page, whether it be in print and most importantly on the internet. Again, with the internet, there are different levels of categories that you can position yourself on. So you want to talk to your agent about those, and there are some premium products there that are appropriate for a number of properties, and there are some other products there that are fine for different types of and styles and different market segments. But certainly the actual internet and getting yourself on the majority of the sites, making sure that your photography is looking great. Another one that we're really pushing very hard at the moment, and all the statistics warrant the investment, is actually making sure that you get a video, so a video of the internal and the grounds of your home. If there's views, you want to make sure that you're capturing that. If your position is, you know, where a number of our properties are very close to the water's edge, you know, we'll get a drone to fly in across that waterway and the beautiful sands of either Black Rock, Elwood and Port Melbourne, and anything in between, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about selling lifestyle, because ultimately people, yes, they buy into a home, but often the home that they're buying, they see potential in. And that potential is that if you think about a home journey over a 5 to 10 year period, the chances are you're probably going to make some subtle or significant changes to that particular property. So it's not just about the property you're buying, because, you know, if you tick 7 out of 10 boxes, you're doing well. It's about that lifestyle, and that's where you can give yourself a point of difference in how you market your property, and that's where video is really a key ingredient for opening up the doors for people to see themselves in a dream.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside. 9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. If you're ringing from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're ringing internationally, our country code is 61, then 39531 1245. Four offices. Where are they, TK?
They're in Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood and Port Melbourne, Eddie.
And we continue.
Yes, I guess really, so as far as the marketing is concerned, we've talked about the internet being on the major sites. As we've said, you want to make sure you've actually got the right sizing. Eddie, one of the unique aspects of the premium product is that it does go back up to the top every 15 days. So it means that you're maintaining yourself front of mind twice over that 30-day journey of an auction, if that's what you're doing.
Which is really, really important.
Very important, because as soon as you drop to page two, again, the statistics just show, if there's increased volume of properties, these sorts of small things become even more important. If you're selling in winter, they're less important because there's less competition, generally speaking, because of the seasonal shift. But certainly in spring, as Sam was saying, you do want to make sure that you're giving yourself that smaller advantage, and to be on the front page and front of mind is a really important element. As we said, we were, prior to the break, the drone and the videos have become incredibly important. And again, according to the stats that we're getting from the from Facebook and other organisations, it actually increases the send to a friend by 50%. So it's actually a pretty significant number. And we've noticed that also. We've also noticed from that point of view the number of people that are sending it to clients that are overseas, that are expats that are intending to move. So it does increase the international calls as well from our observation. So, you know, that's another important element that you've got. It gives people the potential to actually look and feel and get a sense of the space. Of course, most people will still send a trusted ally. You know, they'll send another family member that is here to physically inspect it. But certainly it does give them some confidence to move forward. And as I say, in fact, there's another one. I've got a client that we've just sold for. Again, she's asked for a video so that she can make a judgment call from over in France. So yeah, these are sorts of the levels that we're going to now to try and help our clients.
Would that be a property that she would like to move into when she moves back from France?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we've had quite a lot of that over the last few weeks. We've just sold two properties locally where the buyers sent through family members and did a FaceTime or a Skype. And, you know, the video just helps these decisions move quicker because you really have only a few seconds sometimes or a few minutes to capture the imagination of a buyer.
Yeah.
They're either going to be captured by the imagery, or they're going to be captured by the location, or they're going to be captured by the price. And they have to be captured by probably at least two out of those three things in order to come. And if you do have people that are overseas or interstate that may be moving back, we've got the two properties we just sold, they'll rent for the 6 to 12 month period and then they'll come and live in those properties. If you do get the video done from the start, what you're doing is actually giving them an opportunity to get there in a faster amount of time, rather than having a reason to perhaps look at something else that has a video, which they might have an instant connection with, where they may have missed out on this one. So it's a good idea, as Torsten said, to do it right from the start and not wait for the second chance.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
My Real Estate continues. Torsten.
Yeah, so the local paper is another big question that we have, and its relevance, and I guess print in general. What we're finding is that the local paper has become an important ally to the internet. And within that, it was interesting that the two major organisations, being News Corp and Fairfax, invested heavily into the local papers a few years back. Sam and I do see it as a very tangible addition to your marketing. It relates to both passive buyers that are sitting on the fence as to making a decision, but also it's a reinforcement to what people have seen on the internet. They flick through their local paper for local news and local property. They see a property that they've seen online, and again, it's quite incredible how often we'll have an underbidder or a winning bidder say, you know what, I'd contemplated coming here, but I then saw it in the local paper, and I said to my wife or I said to my husband, let's go and have a look. And that's the contribution from a passive buyer that may not be actively looking, but something jumps out at them, and the ability to have that oversized picture, Sam, from the local paper is so significant.
It is, Torsten, and also I guess it is about some of the greatest success stories where we've print media has interrupted. And in interrupting somebody, it's brought a buyer to the table who's less mathematical, perhaps, and more emotional, and that can add to the competition, and that's ultimately the end goal for the vendor. The other aspect of print media is that there's probably, you know, less vendors that do put their property into the print media as opposed to everybody going on the internet. So what that means is you do stand out a little bit more, but also the local papers and the tabloids are more likely to support the vendor with editorial. And once again, editorial is another affirmation of the property. It's another way of saying to the market, yeah, this property has credibility, this has a likability, and it makes some of your key buyers a little bit more connected to the property when they get that validation. And it's great in some, when you do get that editorial, it's great free publicity, Torsten.
It is indeed. And as you say, affirmations are very important to buyers. As I say, we see it as an important ingredient to a successful campaign. The other thing which has changed in recent years is that our boards have become a lot more interesting. We've created what we call a Chisholm and Gaiman Glow Board, and that just allows the picture of the hero shot of the property to really, well, it gets illuminated at night. So it's a wonderful aspect there for a property that you're getting 24/7
Torsten,
out of that board.
Where do you plug it in?
Well, the beauty of this is it's 5-star energy rated.
Cool.
It's solar.
Oh, wow.
Solar LED, Eddie.
Wow. How good's that?
It's a really cool piece of technology.
Yeah.
Again, we see the board becoming even more interactive in the next 12 to 18 months. There are some exciting elements that we're looking at as well, just to add to the buyer's experience and the information that will be available on that. You probably recall a few years ago we were the first to market with QR codes on
yes.
our boards. Interestingly, that technology wasn't taken up as well by the Australian market, but it certainly showed what you could do. And there's a new layering of technology coming on board that, again, will allow boards to talk to your mobile phones.
Torsten, question without notice. What percentage do you find of buyers actually saw the house first on the board?
The answer to that is that, statistically speaking, 70% of buyers will source their homes and see it first online.
Mm-hmm.
But what they'll do, the balance of the other 30% is both local paper and board.
Yes.
But most importantly, the board becomes, again, what we talked about earlier on, that affirmation that they'll drive past. The board actually says, you know, that the vendors are genuine. It gives them a much more lifelike size photo as well, because, you know, it is a larger board and a much larger photo that they can actually get a good sense of what the major room, and often, you know, we'll always use a hero shot on the board, so
yes.
It might be the living room, it might be the gardens at the rear that you can't see,
mm-hmm.
It might be looking back from the gardens at the rear extension that you can't see from the front of the home.
Which so, makes the board really important.
Oh, it does. So,
yeah.
So as I say, but the other thing, again, is that neighbourhood network of neighbours that know people that are in the marketplace that'll say, look, a board's just gone up, go online and have a look. So it's the chicken and the egg.
Indeed. Sam, anything to leave us with quickly?
Just quickly, and that is that if vendors want a head start on them, something to supplement them with their marketing, something to add to the campaign, our database.
Excellent, gentlemen. That's where we have to leave it for this week. We'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.